Dog Days listeners and podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi from ChuckChat.com with Dog Days of Podcasting number 12. I think it's 12 today. We'll call it that. My phone is... Yeah, it's the 12th. It's Saturday. This was Do Stuff Days, we used to call it on the old bulletin board system. This is when we got all our stuff done. Somebody somewhere always had a day of the week where they would get something done. They called it Do Stuff Today. And today was my Do Stuff Day. Lots of things to get ready for the Wyoming trip. Lots of things to get ready for Dragon Con, which I'll explain in just a minute. And a little bit of time to relax. Felt good. Felt good. As far as not feeling good, that is pretty much faded away. The last couple of nights, I made sure I got extra lots of amount of sleep. And that must have been it. I must have just been like sleep deprived or tired, exhausted, whatever you want to call it. Because that's what it felt like. I would get up, and then a little while later, it felt like I was up all night. So hopefully that's behind me, and good times coming ahead. Got a message from my sister, who forwarded something on Facebook to me. It was a video of my mom and her brother, would be my uncle, out in Baltimore. Earlier this month, they went out to visit. My parents went from Michigan out to Baltimore to pay their respects because my Uncle Jack had just lost his wife of many, many years. Must have been 50, 60 years. And my mom's family was her and her two brothers. Her older brother, Lorimer, passed away a while ago. And now her sister-in-law, Janet, passed away. So she went out there. And my uncle Jack is not doing so well either. He's, I don't know, for the last 10 years or so, it looked like it put 50 on him. He went from just all white hair now. He's still a great pianist. He's been playing, actually his whole family is wonderful on the piano, organ, other musical instruments. Seems to be something on my mom's side of the family that really has gravitated towards that. Anyway, it was a video of him playing and her singing. And she's saying, "Love is a many splendored thing." I'll tell you, that video choked me up because they called me about a week ago and mentioned their trip. And she said it was emotional for her too because she doesn't know if she's ever going to get to see him again. And that's got to be tough, man, to see your only living sibling on his last legs. His wife passed away. It's probably the main motivator in his life. And I've heard of this before. When one spouse passes away, the other isn't too far behind. Happens quite frequently. And that was tough for her. And it was tough for me to watch this video because it was such a beautiful song. The words were very emotional. She had to stop a couple of times to dry her eyes and clear her throat, but persisted on. It was wonderful. Everybody was gathered around the piano with their phones. It was really something special to watch. And I'm glad they shared that because that, you know, it's one of those, if you didn't catch it now, there might not be another chance. Got up early this morning, had a big long list. In fact, I was still thinking of things to do while I was laying in bed at about 6 a.m. this morning, and I just jotted them down. We had an agave plant, which is one of those spiky ones that you see on the front of a tequila bottle, if you need a reference of that nature. It was in a terracotta pot, planter pot. It was wider than it was high. And came with the house, like so many other things. Was when we redid the landscaping, they took it from like a little grill L-shaped peninsula and put it on the ground. But the watering of that pot has caused it to really deteriorate rapidly, and that's not to be unexpected. It's not totally unexpected. And I asked our landscaper about a week ago, I said, "Hey, Luis, can you put the plant in the ground? It's root-bound in that thing. It's sending out little shoots, because that's what agaves do. It's kind of like grass. It sends out a feeder root, and up pops a little baby agave." And they had nowhere to go. We had three. We're down to two babies. So he transplanted the big one into the ground. Looks great. Did a wonderful job. Set the pot with the two babies over by the guest house. And I said, those should really be transplanted too, because they're free plants. So I did my best to transplant them this morning. Man, it was warm. If you saw on Facebook, I posted a picture. I happened to look up at one point, and there was a rainbow off to the west, because the sun was obviously rising in the east. We don't get too many rainbows here in Phoenix. So I took a picture of that. It was very beautiful. Posted it on Facebook and finished up my agave project. Took about an hour, and it is humid. This is monsoon season. It is uncomfortable. When it's 90 degrees, this is all of what we left in Wisconsin. It was high humidity, and it was just miserable. So I came in, changed my shirt. Got a nice note from Mark Blackburn. Thank you very much for listening, Mark. And, you know, kind of a cheer me up because he's been listening to the Dog Days and recognizes this isn't a terrific time with the projects and whatnot going on, that there's some setbacks or at least frustrations. But that note certainly helped cheer me up and got me going through the day. Thank you very much, Mark, and keep in touch. Hope you can make it down here for PIY in Phoenix in late October. Also, to prepare for Dragon Con, I'm just checking off things on my list right and left here. Dragon Con, we've been marching in the parade, closing the Dragon Con parade with the Futurama Santa, and I've been dressing up as Professor Farnsworth. Well, my slippers are just on the edge of being too small, and if I'm not careful, they will slip right off my feet. In fact, one lady last year said, "Can you take a picture of us?" So I'm trying to walk backwards in these slippers that have no heels, and I walked right out of them. I was taking a picture of her and her friend in the parade while we were walking, and I said, you know, I got to put a strap on these or something. This is just ridiculous. So today, I asked Donna if we had anything. Sure enough, she had some elastic strapping, and I cut it to length and was starting to sew it onto the slipper. Said, inside or outside? I said, inside. And I said, how much? How tight should these be? Because you don't just want to slap it on or it'll fall down and you get the same problem have before. Well, she suggested that. She said, why don't you pin it just to test it? And then once I pinned it, I said, well, why don't I just pin it and we can leave it adjustable? Or if something happens in the parade, I can always repin it. So that was a good idea. I walked around with them for an hour or so just to see if the pin was going to be a source of irritation. So walking in a parade, you do not want to get blisters. And it worked out pretty well. The funny thing is, the whole time I was doing this, the song from Amy Bowen's Thread Snippings, the puzzle pieces piece, that was going through my head the whole time I'm running the thread back and forth through the slipper and elastic strap. I hear doo 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 doo. That was very surreal. It was kind of odd. So, you know, I got those all stitched on. Thank you to my wife, Donna. Thank you to Amy for the musical theme in my head while that happened. Also, the big project, had to go back outside after I'd cooled down from the agave transplant this afternoon. Got some rest, and got up and tested out the telescope because I have not tested the solar filter while looking at the sun and using the CCD camera. It's just, you know, I've had this stuff for months and months. It just hasn't come up. Well, had to do it today because I'm not going to have another chance between now and when we get to Wyoming. So I put everything together, brought it outside, hottest dang day of the year. Not hot in terms of temperature, just most uncomfortable day of the year. And was able to get it working, try different adapters and whatnot. I can get about 3/4 of the sun on the 7-inch LCD. So I don't know exactly. Yeah, the sun is a pretty big thing when you get it in the telescope. I put in a reducer, and that's how I got about 3/4 of it on the screen. So tonight, I ordered from Amazon another reducer, and I looked online to see, can you stack reducers? And it said, yes, you can. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to give it a try. And hopefully when I get there, there will be, I think my brother-in-law, or Donna's brother-in-law, technically, knows more about telescopes, so I'm going to bring all my pieces and parts, all my adapters and reducers and filters and whatnot, and the CCD camera and the tripod and everything. It's all packed up and ready to go. So today was test and pack the telescope. Also, while we're up there, I'm going to try and get an interview with Jill Tarter from SETI. She has been one of the driving forces. In fact, she was the inspiration for the movie Contact, if you remember that, with Jodie Foster. Yeah, I mean, she didn't go talk to the people from Vega like they did in the movie. So I wanted to watch that movie just because I haven't seen it all the way through before. Finally sat down and watched. That was a long movie. It's like 2.5 hours. Watched Contact. We've got the book. I've got a hardcover. Her biography just came out, so we'll get that signed. I want to read as much as possible, and then I'll have some good interview ammunition for Technorama. So that's encouraging. Getting a whole bunch of stuff done today. I'm at 10 minutes, and I owe you guys a C&D story. And I'm going to give you two, possibly three, real quick, because there's a theme here. And if I just read one a day, we'd be on this thing for a week, and it would get really boring really fast. So I'm going to rip through these. This is from May 1st, 1987, 9:31 Eastern Daylight Time. The subject is C minus minus D. I have to spend the next week and a half without my D. This will be the toughest part for me. They say absence makes the heart grow fonder. It's true, people. I started missing her today, even though she left yesterday. I had a person problem on my mind all day until I talked it over with Dee and another friend who got my mind off of it. Now I can get down to business of missing Dee. No D and C stories for the next week. Later, McCoy out. Well, that thing about next week didn't last long because the very next day, on May 2nd at 11:20, there's subject loneliness. I don't know if I can make it until next Sunday. I miss Dee pretty bad right now. As I sit here recording some music for a friend, I think about her and see her picture over my shoulder. This is pretty bad. Somebody get a topic going that will take my mind off this for a while. Start me thinking about things like, I have a free week without any school so I can work my buns off to make lots of money so I can spend it on Dee. Bad idea. How about, tonight is my last night of my weekend job. I've been there since August 1983, and frankly, which my name isn't, I never had more fun than the last 2 months. I need to quit. Nobody has ever quit from this place with no real reason. My reason is, it's time to quit. I've had enough. This was when I was leaving the roller rink. I remember that. Now I can spend my weekend evenings with... Another bad idea of a subject. Somebody else come up with something. Tape's done. Gotta go. And of course, 2 days later, I know she's at home right now, but the question is the question I want to know is, why didn't you call me tonight? At present, Dee is between two trips. She got back from Tulsa and is going to Lansing tomorrow. I almost half expected her to stop by this evening, but no such luck. Not even a phone call to soothe my troubled heart. I have to make it another week, people. Any bets if I can do it? This means I have every night this week off. That hasn't happened for quite some time. I spent most of my afternoon cutting the grass for the first time this summer and found that I actually enjoyed it. I must be in love to have fun cutting the grass. Before all of you start sending me requests to cut your grass for the fun of it, the answer is no. I had to do something to keep myself preoccupied while I missed Dee. It seems like she's been gone for months, years. This is going to be a long week for everyone. I did, however, come up with a good idea today. I want to talk with Dee to see if we can arrange some time to get our pictures taken together. At present, I have two pictures of her, and she has one of me. I want to send something to my brothers and sisters who live far away from me. I have been grossly neglecting to write lately, and this would be the perfect opportunity. This was in the days before you could email your brothers and sisters and talk to them on Facebook. You took photographs and printed them and sent them in the postal mail. Anyway, back to... I talked it over with my older brother, and he said that he has a friend coming up from Chicago in 2 weeks. The guy's a professional photographer and might do it for free since he's a friend. I would be willing to pay if the cost wasn't too outrageous. It's worth something to me to have good pictures taken. I'll have to talk it over with Dee when she gets back next weekend. She's not much of a camera type. Whenever she's in my room, she turns the one picture I have of her around. I think she might go for this, though. I know it sounds like I'm doing a lot of this pretty early in our relationship, 1 month this week, but I feel, and she does too, that there is a certain feeling of longevity between us. If you count the first time we went out to lunch, this week would actually be about 6 months that we have been seeing each other. Well, I have to see if the pillow will accept my head now. I couldn't sleep before. I'll give it another shot. Good night. McCoy out. That was at 1:32 a.m. Oh my gosh. I used to keep hours like that when I was in college. So I am going to look ahead and see if I actually have a story about that photograph session. And I'm not going to spoil it yet to tell you what happened. But if I don't have a post on it, I will tell you what comes out of that. So thank you very much. Have fun. Thanks for listening. Take care.